This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420 friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
Have a great day the JT way. JT did it again.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420 friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
On Air with JT, hosted by On Air with JT.
Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com.
JT did it again. On Air with JT. JT did it again.
You are listening to On Air with JT, and I have a very, very special guest, a very exclusive interview with somebody that I've been looking up to for quite some time now. David Meltzer is a successful entrepreneur, businessman, sports executive, speaker, media personality, author. David, how are you doing today?
Fantastic. What a pleasure it is to be here.
You are in San Diego, right?
Yeah, San Diego.
Okay.
And we'll be with Drew Brees tomorrow. Super excited. John Astaroff, Tim Story. We all have an unbelievable event. So super excited to be here.
Oh, wow. Drew Brees. Yeah, I'm a Patriots fan, so you probably don't.
Good.
We're not doing so well.
Well, you've done well enough.
Yeah. Touche. But you're also the host of Playbook, Office Hours, 2-Minute Drill. So I have some questions, David, for you. I guess to really kind of start off, can you describe a defining moment or experience from your early life that has significantly influenced your career path and values?
Yeah, I think, you know, earlier in life, when I was 18 years old, I was exceeding my own expectations by playing college football. Mm-hmm. And after my first season in college, I realized I wasn't going to be an NFL star. I'd gotten run over by Christian Okoye first game, and kind of saw the difference between my skills and knowledge and other people's in football. And although my desire may have equaled or been greater than, my skills particularly weren't up to snuff when it came to being an NFL star. Mm-hmm. So I more adhered to my mom's philosophy for my life, which was doctor, lawyer, or failure. And so I was pre-med, and I went over to visit my older brother, who was doing his residency. And I walked in the hospital, and I looked around, and I told him, man, I hate hospitals. And he looked at me like I was crazy. I was 18 years old. And he said to me, what do you mean you hate hospitals? You're pre-med. God knows you're not going to be a professional athlete. How can you hate hospitals and want to be a doctor? I said, well, I want to be a sports physician. I want to be on the sidelines in the locker rooms. I'm not going to be in the hospital. And that's when he gave me probably the best advice that I've ever gotten. And the defining moment was when he told me, David, you need to be more interested than interesting. And, wow. You know, my journey has changed ever since I was 18. And I really have tried to focus my best on learning from people, not talking to them, mm-hmm. by doing my due diligence, finding the light, the love, and the lessons in all circumstances, people, and events in order to facilitate a better future and a brighter path for my journey.
Most definitely. And I know one of the things that you talk about a lot is, you know, one of the main reasons why you wanted to get rich was to buy your mother a house and a car, just like myself. You know, that's a big goal and dream of mine. Did you have that pursuit of being an entrepreneur while you were playing sports in high school and middle school? Like, were you like that kid at, you know, doing the lemonade stands, or was that like the business kind of savvy, you know, came after around 18 years old or so?
You know, I was entrepreneurial, although my primary focus was sports to make a lot of money, mm-hmm. but money was my focus.
Yeah.
As much as I love football, I wanted to make money playing football. I wanted to play football for free, mm-hmm. Because I wanted to make money. But I wanted to, and I still do, I want to make money, help people, and have fun. And so for me, I was very entrepreneurial. I tried to be in sales and, you know, always buying and selling all types of things, mm-hmm. including lemonade. But it really didn't take hold until, you know, college and law school, where in college I had a nighttime job selling books from, you know, encyclopedias, basically. They would give me 2 appointments a night. Oh, wow. And then in law school, before I went to my legal internship, I was selling at Roadrunner Sports running shoes and running gear in San Diego from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then I'd run across town to the law firm and start at 9:20 and work at the law firm. So I've always had that. And in fact, that's what led me to, you know, not take a law job out of law school and sell legal research online, which catapulted me financially and also gave me a background in technology that I've never discounted or regretted.
Definitely. And this was in the late 80s?
I was selling in the late 80s. I got my first job out of law school in 1992
okay.
with West Publishing, yeah.
Nice. So, David, I have to ask you, you know, you've mentioned overcoming significant financial challenges in your past, which, you know, a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, you know, we've all been there. What were some key lessons that you learned from those experiences, you know, going and building an empire, and then, you know, obviously with
losing
2008 comes, which nobody really
let's not dance around the issue, right? I lost over $100 million and went bankrupt. So yes, the lesson that I learned was my relationship with money. Mm-hmm. You see, my entire life I lived in a world, even when I had a lot of money, of not enough, mm-hmm. that I wasn't worthy of the money that I had, that there wasn't enough money and I had to compete for it. And I thought money would buy me love and happiness, which it doesn't. Money allows you to shop. Mm-hmm. And if you shop for the right things, you'll be happy for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. And so by losing everything, and with the guidance of my wife and my mom and my best friend and my dad, I shifted a paradigm to live not in the world of not enough or just enough, but in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. And so no longer was I in search for something. Instead, I am what I am. I am happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. I just had to figure out what I was doing to interfere with it. And in the last 15 years, I've been able to make more money, help more people, and have more fun.
Definitely. Would you say that it was a lack of gratitude, if that's the right word?
Yeah, I think there was four things missing in my life. Gratitude. I wasn't looking for the light, the love, and the lessons and everything like I do now. Mm. Forgiveness. I was not forgiving of myself. I was punishing myself, living in a punishing world, not a world of protection and promotion. I wasn't accountable. I was living below the line in blame, shame, and justification. And then finally, I had lost my inspiration. I wasn't effectively communicating with my source of faith or with others.
Okay. And one of the things that I love about your videos, you know, every day I go onto Instagram and, you know, usually it's one of the first videos I see. And I just really admire and respect people that have acquired so much knowledge over the years, whether, you know, obviously comes from failing and you learn from those lessons. And, you know, you don't charge for, you know, your books. You don't charge for, you know, the knowledge that you're giving out. And there's so many people out there, you know, so many of these quote unquote, you know, gurus and things like that. And, you know, obviously, you know, as entrepreneurs, we like to make money, but you give out so much free game and free knowledge. And I really appreciate what you do, just because, to be honest, when I came across your content roughly about 7 or 8 months ago, it was the video when you're talking about when you were a ball boy for the Clippers. So that's how I discovered you. And, you know, one of the things that I took away from that, well, a couple things, you know, the 3-day sale rule. And I've definitely implemented that into my sales, because I wouldn't say I'm the best salesman. You know, I'm definitely learning. You know, it obviously takes a lot of trial and error and figure out what works and what doesn't. But one thing that you really talked about was how, like, money is energy. And that's so true. And I feel like a lot of people don't talk about that.
Yeah, and money is energy, and energy has three characteristics. And if we understand our relativity to money and the relationship to money, which we previously were discussing, you'll realize that if we have the right relationship with money, the right relativity of that energy, that will do three things for us. It'll attract more of it. It aggregates. Energy attracts more energy. It will accelerate. Energy accelerates upon itself. And most importantly, it will give us an exponentiality of its outcomes. So money makes more money. And so understanding the philosophy and the physics behind energy, knowing that energy is money, and we can create a system where money aggregates, accelerates, and compounds upon itself.
Definitely. That makes a lot of sense. Especially the way that you just worded that. David, and as you continue and evolve and grow, what are some of your current personal and professional goals and aspirations that you have, you know, till this, you know, right as of now? Like, is there anything that you haven't pursued, or there's something that's still on that list of yours that it's something that you still want to do that you just haven't had a chance to really kind of start that venture?
Yeah, for me, my main mission is to empower over 1 billion people with the values that I teach, the practices, the daily practices that I utilize, and the execution model in which I created in order to effectuate helping over 1 billion people be happy by teaching them and empowering them to make more money, help more people, and have more fun. So my pursuit of my potential is related to building a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, by people like you that will not only digest my content, but share it with others and do good deeds because of it. And as we build this community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, we'll create a community of people that will buy from you and sell for you your entire life, which will create more abundance for everyone in a universe of more than enough of everything for everyone. And so this interview is proof of my mission, and I will pursue helping more people like you that are listening to this, and hopefully they'll reach out to me, ask me for my books. You know, you can email me, David david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. And I'll be happy to sign my book, send it to you, pay for shipping and my book.
Wow, that's very generous of you. Just to, probably one or two last questions, David, because I know we're kind of running out of time. I guess one question I definitely wanted to ask you is, what advice do you have for individuals who struggle with work-life balance, especially when pursuing really intense and like ambitions and career goals?
Yeah, so work-life balance to me is a weighted balance that we evaluate every day. Mm-hmm. So I suggest that people look at their life and say, what do I want today, personally, experientially, giving and receiving, considering all the external circumstances around me, in the trajectory of what I think I want or better, what lessons do I need to learn from the past in order to effectuate a better, more accelerated journey in that trajectory? But each day, utilize as its own individual activities. Each day, have a weighted balance. This percentage will be dedicated to my personal values. Today, experientially, this is how much time I'm going to spend. And giving-wise, this is what I'm going to do for others and be productive. And receiving-wise, this is the amount of time I'm going to be selfish and build myself. And so each day doesn't have to be balanced. But in the end of your life, if you balance each day in consideration of the external circumstances, of the trajectory of where you think you want to be or better, of the lessons that you've learned from the past, if you're able to incorporate all three, the past, present, and future, in the context of now, of understanding the 24 hours that you have now, mm-hmm. in order to get to where you want to be or better, then you'll live a work-life balance. It doesn't mean percentage of time that is equally balanced. The future distributes itself in an unequal manner. It distributes itself to those that think they do and believe in a path of what they want, not what others want, what's missing, or what they don't have. And so don't look for a false sense of balance. Look for a weighted sense of balance in order to effectuate what you want or better.
Wow. That was really insightful. And that actually just answered the second question that I had for you, which was just basically if you had any advice for aspiring entrepreneurs and individuals seeking happiness and fulfillment. What would it be? And, you know, you pretty much just answered that as well.
Well, I have one other piece of advice.
Sure.
Ask for help. Okay. You know, share my content, do good deeds, be more interested than interesting, but ask for help. Three easy words that will get you where you want to be faster than anything else. People ask me all the time, how did I lose all that money? I refused to ask for help. I thought I knew what I didn't know. So I appreciate you taking the time for this interview. Reach out to me, David at dmeltzer.com. Thank you so much, JT.
Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Share my content. Do good deeds. Talk to you soon.
Definitely will.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420-friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
Have a great day the JT way. JT did it again.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420-friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
On Air with JT, hosted by On Air with JT.
Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com.
JT did it again. On Air with JT. JT did it again.